A very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Omuhle. You're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America on Tuesday, Mshaka 4 September. I think it's 4 September. Mshaka 2, 2018. My name is Mike Obe.
And I'm Evan Zeninga.
Once again, Bafethu, thank you for joining us. Ikamalami, I'm your host for tonight, Mike Hove. Lisandungena Guhlelo, The Connection, our youth forum program that is targeted towards tackling izinto ezikhangelele labatsha eZimbabwe, the youth. So, Bafethu, in today's topic, from the kicking off of electoral campaign, ekamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, he seems to have sung one very important message, I guess. Some would say important, some wouldn't say it's important. However, he's sung the same song in Zimbabwe, Lapo, wherever he goes in the world. He's kept saying, Zimbabwe is open for business. Now, that motto, he's looking towards opening umnotho welizwe. So that one thing that abantu abasakhulayo have asked for seems to be able to be there. Abantu abasakhulayo, a lot of young people have been asking for jobs, imisebenzi bafethu. And also, some have been looking for investment opportunities within the country. So, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to amanye ama panelists ethu who seem to have the answer to that. So, I don't know whether Zimbabwe is open for business or not. However, today, kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to abantu who have come about with information that allows abantu abasakhulayo to not only invest within their own country, however, there will be employment opportunities. So ilolu daba olukhona lamhlanje egudwini, and we also want to hear from Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are Zimbabweans, wherever you are in the world. Do you believe ukuthi ilizwe lethu is open for business? Njalo amathuba ukuthi kulomsebenzi, are there jobs in Zimbabwe? Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo vanso.
Mike,
Skipper.
It's been a minute.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yes.
So, today, tirikutaura nezve vechidiki vari kuZimbabwe.
Ndiyo nyaya irimo.
Izvi vari kuZimbabwe chete here kana kuti nevari kumwe kwese?
Kwese, siyamuzi umzilo mungameli yasiti Zimbabwe is open for business.
Zimbabwe,
nezvara zviri
Zimbabwe is open for business. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe yavhurwa mikana yekuti kuitwe mabhizimisi. Mm-hmm. Vachitaura mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa, ndoshoko ravari kufamba vachiparidza kwese kwavari kutenderera nenyika yese nekwavanosvika mumisangano yavanopinda, shoko iro ravasikurusiya pasi. Saka nhasi imimi vechidiki, chijana chiri kwamuri kuti tinzwewo kwamuri kuti muri kuiona here yakavhurika Zimbabwe, mikana yacho iriko here. Kune vamwewo vari kuti hakuna chavari kuona, hanzi dololo. Kune vamwewo vari kuti vari kuzvigona. Tinzwewo kuti vari kuzvigona, vari kuzvigona sei.
Mm-hmm.
Vari kuzvitadza voita sei kuti vagonewo zviri kuita vari kuzvigona.
Yeah,
saka tichataura nevamwe vakomana nevasikana vechidiki vane zvavari kutoita vari kusimudzira mureza weZimbabwe vari kwavari muchirongwa chanhasi. Saka uyai tikurukure titandare tiri pano tichanzwa zvakawanda. Mike.
Ngempela Bafethu. So ukuti lingene kuhlelo, to join our discussion namhlanje, please bhala namanombolo yenu noma lingasithinta ecingweni. The number to call is +12026192077. Yoni number inombolo yetu yase studio. That's our studio number, Bafethu. Lingasithumezela njalo. You can send us a WhatsApp message on +12024650318. Bafethu, the topic at hand is Zimbabwe open for business. Abantu abasakhulayo, are there employment opportunities in the country for you? Njalo, are you looking towards investing in Zimbabwe?
Mike, so the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So, Bafethu, it's Konanjalo, Ebule Njini, Kanyangani. For the past couple of days, we weren't on Facebook, but Lamshanje Sikona, Ukasile to LVOA Studio 7, that is our English page, that's where we are today. So, Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, balani milayezelo, nyorai ma comments, enyu nyorai ma number, nopinda mchirongwa. If you're looking towards joining the program, write it. We are live on VOA Studio 7, Konanjalo, on our three web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, Konanjalo, www.voandebele.com.
Mm. Mike. Yeah. So who do we have today?
So Lamhlanje Evans Kangeluti, we're going to have abantu abasakhulayo who are joining the program.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, of course, our everyday listeners, our beautiful, beautiful family, we're looking towards having a young gentleman who's going to be joining our program. He's part mm-hmm. of a young Zimbabwean organization. That is looking towards providing young Zimbabwean miners with the opportunity towards getting loans, opening companies, and more within the mining sector. We're looking towards having another young entrepreneur who started a startup in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, he just texted me like a couple of minutes ago to say he can't join us. However, Silawama Video Ake, that explains more about his work and more about employment opportunities. His name is Tafara Makaza. He's the founder of a car sharing app in Zimbabwe that recently launched in Bulawayo. So if you're in Bulawayo and you think ukuthi then there was a transport zang super, check it out. It's called at Zim Taxi, ZimTaxi, Zim Taxi ngiyaphinda njalo. And he also has other different platforms, Evans, that look towards linking up ama entrepreneurs that are in different fields.
Is he a mini Alibaba or something?
Well, we don't know yet. But you know, it's interesting because I've been having conversations with several different people, and Abanye Abantu keep saying, "Uthi, the next big startup place within Africa is in Zimbabwe."
You see, whenever there is a crisis, wherever it is in the world, believe me, there is a line of opportunities for people to just come in and pounce in. So, like you're saying, there is lots of opportunities.
Diamonds come from pressure.
My God, I don't know what to do, but
we're
going to talk to people who know what to do.
So, as we kick off the program, I just promised you all, we have videos that illustrate imisebenzi yabantu laba abachiyeneyo. We're going to check out our first video, which is a video that was which is about the company ekamnumzana uTafara Makaza, the gentleman I just told you about. He's the founder of ZimTech. He also, ZimTaxi. I don't know why I'm saying ZimTech. ZimTaxi, which is a car sharing app. He's also a founder of different organizations. You guys should check him out on Twitter. Check out ZimTaxi at ZimTaxi. That's ZimTaxi. Check them out on Twitter and you'll find out more about their company. However, let me just give you a snippet of what ZimTaxi is all about. Bafetu, let's go to a young video there where we'll show you how ZimTaxi works and we'll come back and see us kuluma njalo ngobuningi bethu. Yes, Bafetu, you saw there how ZimTaxi works. For those that are live in the diaspora, you have a big idea as to how Uber and Lyft works. ZimTaxi is the same principle. However, Kanyangani, it uses less data, and of course, for we know that in Zimbabwe, Evans, in AA, data, internet. So this young gentleman, because he's so smart, what he did was he made sure to call in option iripo. So can only get a dollar at a time. You can call them and they'll organize a ride for you and you can pay for it. So that's how smart it is, unlike Uber. So Bafetu, that was Tafara Makaza. We also have other videos whereby he illustrates different ventures that he's in, and of course for those that are looking towards joining his ventures, he will explain more. Unfortunately, we couldn't have him on the show. However, once again, if you're all looking towards learning more about these entrepreneurship, you know, Evans, within Africa.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where you remember Dada would say Mwanang and Okchkor.
With a degree.
Exactly. Nowadays it looks as though the young generation still and Jenga so cool. We don't want to be someone else's employee.
Man, I think that's where the world is going to. If you check out most of the young millionaires in the world globally. My guy, uchaona kuti vanhu chaivo vari kuita mari nochikisa.
However, we don't encourage kutusa
maybe sometimes aisinya yechikoro chete iri important mune vechidiki vari
kukura. It's about finding entrepreneurship.
Exactly. Kuziya kwauri kuenda kwakakosha futi. Ziya kwauri kuenda chauri kuda ne end goal.
Right.
One.
With that in mind, Bafetu, let us go to our first guest of the day. Isi nitshelile sathi umnumzana uEfraim Fundikwa. He is the gentleman that I was telling you about who is part of the mining organization. Let's go to him and he'll tell us more about these opportunities that they seem to be opening up for abantu abasakhulayo. Vakuru, Vafundikwa, Magadie.
Kazwai, wakuru bakadiyo ikoko, kufefetera.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripo. Tino kamchira ika mchirongwa chedu mkuru.
Aiwa, tino tenda nekuti pamkana, wekutaura oso, tino ita kuno Zimbabwe, imimuri ikoko.
Aiwa, ndizo ezozo Evans, chibotaura wakani wakuru.
Mkoma Ephraim, ziru kufamba ere?
Right, Evans, ko kuno wakabarini.
Kubabati kana ipapo.
Ipapo, pasakango tanga kudaro, taka batato siya.
Batisira kataka dai, bati ujasha misika odzoka, uone kuti kuno kuwa, sina kudusa vaya tochera.
Aiwa, cherai ndoza takutsvagirai nhasi izvozvo tinzwe kuti muruku zvifambisa sei kwa muruku chera chera uku. Zviri pamutemo here macherero amunoita? Ndeye chikorokoza here? Muruku batsira sei vamwe vechidiki vari kupinda munyaya dzekuchera idzi?
Inotenda. I organization yedu inonzi Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining. Inomiririra ndezvekuti vechidiki ava kana kuti vane nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzavari kushandisa kuchera. Vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo, vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo vazhinji vacho. Saka takaona kuti mukana watinawo isu vaakuchera zviri pamutemo, toziva kuti takafamba sei kuti tigone kuchera zviri pamutemo. Ngatichitoraiwo ava vasati vachera zviri pamutemo vagone kuchera zviri pamutemo sezvinodiwa nehurumende yedu.
Saka munovabatsira sei kuti zvinhu zvavo zvirongeke pamutemo, zvipindewo mugwara rinodiwa nehurumende?
Zvakanaka, isu sevanhu vakapfuura nomo taakuziva kuti zvinofamba sei kuti utore prospectors license kana uchida kuchera, uye kuti vanopega vanobatsira sei, masurveyors, maengineers vanokubatsira sei. Saka muorganization yedu varimo vanhu vandiri kutaura nezvavaa. Tinoita ndezvekuti unoziva panonzi kwaputika kwakati, tinomhanya ikoko, tinobatana nevana vechidiki variko vanoshuvira kuti vapege nzvimbo dzakadero, tinotoengeja government, macommissioners variko vakatekeshera nzvimbo dzose, tobatana navo ivavo vanokwanisa kuti vopega kupegera vanavo. Saka isusu seorganization tovaregista, voita mamembers edu, ivo vachiwana maclaims avo. Even mainvestors taakukwanisawo kuvatsvagira, nokuti padande mutande apa kungoposta claim yako nenzvimbo yayo nemarekods ainawo, kana unawo kana usina, taura pachena kuti kuno hatisati taenda kulebhu. Uyai tiende kulebhu tose, tinoona mainvestors vachiuya. Saka ndodonzo hombe rekuti ichere pamutemo. Organization yedu ichabatsira zvakanyanya vechidiki kuti vachere pamutemo.
Aha, mirai tikubatei pamuromo musati maenda kure. Vabva vatotanga kufona vechidiki, ndofunga vamwe vanenge vachida kutobvunza wakuti muri kupi, zvinofamba sei. Saka batai zvenyu makadaro, tiri kudzoka kwamuri manje manje.
Zvakanaka.
Tanzwa kuti tibva patoita mumwe
mutemo. Ngempela Evans ngiyazo kuti nomlaleli. Right, I hear we have a caller online. Caller, mlaleli. Mtereri, magade yenyu, sabona poti. Hello.
Wenja nunda.
Nya pila, baba, wenunjani?
Ano, nya pila.
Ika mangbani, baba.
Ngu Solomon awonyo nda.
Right, baba Solomon. Aniti ndabwe kone kutu ina mtanjo yayas?
Ya, nizile ndabwe kodite, yoko wende kodite.
Manju utini nga loko.
Ya, niti nabona indaba le inhle kakhulu ngoba nje kuye ngama resources awelizwe lethu afuze abantu ngabaya benefit. Kuhle makuthi ugejwa ngendlela e-right. Manje into ehlupha ukuthi ngiyabona kwesikhathi esiningi makuthi asiya kuma election. Kuba indaba esetshenziswa ukuthi abantu bayancasevunyelwa beze begibha nendaba ezingavunga. Ngakhangela kakhulu njengenhlala ekhwekhwe, yabona ikhwekhwe ngabe ikhwekhwe leya. Amakorokosa kungasesithiwa amandla ngabezombusazwe, ibandla ibusayo lezo zinto ezibegibhala ngethawuni konke. Inxadi kuwezi bafuna nje amavoti. Makuthi wathiwa yindaba yethiwathiwa ngathiwa yindaba efuze nga abafana abangasebenziyo baphila ngayo, ngathiwa bafakwa njengobaba lo ekhuluma nje ukuthi ngawuthiwa kule ndlela esifuze bebe ngama-groups betholwa ama-license kusetshenziwa okusemthethweni. Manje thiwa ukuthi indaba yakhona nje kukhulunywa nje ephepheni nje, kodwa practical on the ground awu into leyisebenzi and uthola ukuthi na abantu abadala bona abayibo abasiphethe embusweni yibo abantu ababenefita into eziya umntwana ogebhayelwa kazi kathola ilutho abatholayo kuba ngathi basebenzela bona labo abemkhaba lapho andiyabona ezinto zithe kuba ngathi ilizwe leli selingabantu abengcusana labo abantu abayi 20 kufuze ukuba into yonke etholakala emhlabathini etholakala kube yini ibenefita bona ayibenefita umuntu wonke.
Yeah. Ima kancane baba hothi ngibambe umnomo sizi ukuthi ufundikwa yena uthini nalokho vafundikwa muri popa rinare yani vafundikwa
vadobaye
right manzi wazuri kutaurwa nemuteereri here va Solomon
andina unyatso bata zvakawanda zvacho
right
ndazva matambudziko mamwe mashomanene munogona kuita unpack mukoma.
Right, right. What I'll do is I'll unpack Nechirungu so that all of us, inclusively, can hear Zwaru Tara. Baba Solomon, and it's Lawi Ski, or Yaskulu?
Yaskulu, and it's Shona, and Yaskulu, and
Yaskulu. Ah, Nyempela, Maskulu, and Song, and Yaskulu, again. Right, Mr. Solomon, Lapon is Abuza, and Yaskulu. What exactly did you talk about when you were talking about Ama problems, Lawa, that you are facing, Ale Kwekwe, when you're speaking about NAA, gold, and mining?
I was actually saying that, you know, the problem with our country is that, you know, some laws are being violated when we are towards the elections, when our politicians are campaigning. Such that is even our land being degraded, because those partners, they are allowed to violate the laws. You see, and I'm just suggesting that if these that, like this gentleman, what he's saying, that if our youth were accorded, you know, the right to work, you know, to do their mining in a proper way, so that respecting the environment, respecting other things, so that they can benefit from the land. But now, look, now the laws can be said, or the programs can be said now, but when it comes to the election, everything is just cancelled, and we work like the animal farm, you see. So now, I was also saying that, you know, you look at Zimbabwe, at the end of the day, find those people who are working on the ground, they don't benefit from the that panic. The big people who are in office, who are establishing these, who are coming with these programs, that people are benefiting. At the end of the day, the guy who is panning there by Grove and Forest Mine or what Kitia Tota Mine there, he gets nothing at the end of the day. If you look at that person, he can't even buy a pair of shoes. You see, so that, to me, that one is no. It's like we are still under, you know, that time when we are being ruled by white people because we are just abused.
So, Mustafa Ndikwa, tell me something. As an organization, what role do you guys play here towards helping and defending the normal worker, especially now that we're talking about young people?
Thank you very much. I think, first of all, we would want to acknowledge that there are a number of young people who are mining illegally. But we have engaged the ZRP. We also engaged the environmental management agency because, you know, for you to be able to mine very well or legally, you need to have clearance from EMA. And the costs that are associated with that are one of the prohibitive measures that has been put that actually restrict young people to mine. Thereby, they will take the illegal route. But with an organization set up, we will be able to organize those young people into a syndicate. And when you have a group of 4, 5, 6, up to 10 young miners, you will then be able to raise resources. And since we also shared with you that we have specialists or experts within the organization, they will be able to offer those services at a discounted rate to our members. So what we then want to encourage is please affiliate as members, and when you are members, we'll then be able to offer such this. And then for the caller who indicated that would want to see a scenario where everyone who is engaged in mining mining in a legal way, we want to subscribe to that notion. And also, just to take heed from His Excellency the President, who indicated that politics should economy takes the front seat. We hope that politics will not again take the front seat, but will continue taking the back seat. So with this, I think we have 5 years that we would be able to use to organize the sector, to organize the young people, so that even membership can actually be passed on from those who have been in, assisted during this time. So we hope that in all regions we'll be able to go through the process and assist as many as possible young miners, organize them in groups, engage environmental management agents, engage the Ministry of Mines, because they also have loan schemes of some sort in terms of Zimbabwe Miners Fund, which can assist in equipping those groups so that they can start to mine. And then we also engage Fidelity, which is the sole buyer of gold, for example, as you say in Nkwekwe, who would want that Fidelity be able to take profits from these groups. And this will also aid the development of our nation, especially in the advent of the currency, the United States dollars that we are looking for as a nation, would want that being retained in the country. And I think we are going in a positive direction, in a positive way. And these partners are responding very well to our call to collaborate and to work together. And we would want to see a better future for the young miners.
Baba Solomon, ya sutiseka na ngale mpendulo yakhe.
Into yabona ama program eZimbabwe baba. Okay, my khulunywa kufana nama program kaKhulumeni ngazi kube yicampaign yabo manje ikhuluma kanje ungavota usithi la ntamba abantu ngathule bakhona kuwezinto e right. But at the end of the day into la iphumi. Yabona lapha enkona lapha eSouth Africa la unga endaweni ezingabo report le eLimpopo le. You know, bane app elokuzeni iChrome nabandisi. Ungakhangela abantu aba around indawo naleyo. Baphucukile, bafana abancane abasebenzi, they just get ilokuzema imali from iChrome naleyana, they are kwakhiwe kulezi ndlela ezinhle. Yabona izimoto ungaze uthi uthwa kule golide around lapha. Abantu bakhona bayasokola. Uye endaweni zabo mvuma le lapho kule Chrome khona, because the best Chrome edlele le eSouth Africa la, quality. Ukuthi ikuyaphi okwinto lokhu amaprogram angaphuma kanje kodwa ukuthi kuzaphetha ngani hayi akulapha ekhona maybe ingangisiza amadoda kule ndawo lapho yabona kwenzakala khona. We are recognized as learned people in Africa. Ngoba nje makukhulunywa nje ephepheni kanje umuntu ole uyatshaya izandla ukuthi yes number abantu ngathuke, kodwa ukuthi kuphuma kwinto khonokho at the end of the day laba abakhuluma bona abaphambi konabo bazokuba nemikhaba emikhulu kakhulu. Umuntu osesigangeni ngale hayi nakaze ngibona unkulunkulu oba yisomething size ngize ngibe la akwenzakali khonokho.
Hayi baba Solomon, sikuzwile kahle. Ngilethemba lokuthi laba abalaleli bakuzwile laye umnumzana uFundiko okuzwile kahle. Siyabonga kakhulu, bekuhle ba la ukuhlela.
Lami ngiyabonga bakithi, ngiyabonga kwalokuyini labalaleli bonke abalaleleyo.
Thank you. Saka Kuru Vanzo Mamunzere ba Solomon.
Angazwanga.
Solomon ukhalisa into A1 enkulu. Uyasho ukuthi okay, you know these ideas and these programs that are being set up, like for example the one that's being set up by Bafundikwa. They're great when it comes to paper.
Right.
But Arguchema just it seems as though when the things trickle down, they never trickle down to the person on the ground. And the bakuru argumsoroko vanga chingodya madumba chingokura. But sanitary is what I
and now both stars you could cool
and you know I see. It looks as though the riches don't seem to trickle down, and he has a big problem with that.
Okay. Musaka Muchimbu Varuguti or my program is I am in Gakanaka, Zirzinor, Zira Hong, and the Pacuno Zita,
and Iwa.
There's no Pereira Gumepo, Kumzasuka, Gunasino Sike.
That's what he seems to have his biggest problem with. Ngizuthi silomunye umlaleli, umlaleli, caller, hello, and welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah.
Magadi,
how are you?
Aiwa, we are good, we are good. Ndiyana Rutawa.
Ni Kelvin.
Bani?
Kelvin.
Kelvin?
Yeah.
Yebo Kelvin unjani?
You're right.
Tawra huka na wa Kelvin Evans.
Kelvin, I'm right. Mike, I want to talk to you. Daro, Tawra Shona, Otawra Nterele, Otawra Churungu.
Don't test it.
Mukoma Kelvin, Zuru Fambele. Manje, anzi na mkoma Ephraim varipo pa line hapa tatu taura na manje manje varu kushingirira kugadzirisa ni kubatsira batsira kuti vechidiki vapinde muma mining structures vagone kuwana mashandira vangaite varu kuma mining imi muri mu line re mining here
ya anibari mweze zemtefi ya gere yungori yungo taura mweze zemtefi ya gere yungori makoreshe chundi 38 years yungodara
Mike, Uruguanza mkoma Kelvin, va donza ZANPF mnyaya.
Is he a member of ZANPF or not?
But just to get your thoughts on what mkoma Ephraim is talking about, and maybe from your perspective, say mchinda which ikarimu Zimbabwe, arukunzwa president, vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business. What's your take on what's happening and what can you do to tap into the Zimbabwe economic system?
Yeah, personally, chef on board the varieties in Ghana. So most of them are just going to be now, but anyang. But at that time, not to be now. Yada izura mazada.
Hey, munenge magaton mato throw in the towel, Rembom. If you were in the shoes of the president today or the minister of youth, what would you be pushing for? What would be the agenda for the youth economically in Zimbabwe today?
Mining is right, but I think I want to quit mining because I'm a cash.
Asimining yacho ino generator kama ari mkoma Kelvin.
Yeah, na we mari. Kesh ino tangba. Ino ino sora zinzezo.
Hey, aywa. Dino, anza atsunya aru wa mkoma tino kutenda ine kukanda wa mashoko mudariro. Ndovi mboone waka tere la wakuru. Vacha ashwinzu wa shamata ura kuta. Vechidiki waru kudao kutidae swambo itani pamwe. Waona o kesh ichitendere la zinu shika shakanaki. Alright, mkoma wangu. Thank you very much for joining us. Ticha haku cha guys, wakare mnesu rongwa shino temera. Umuzwile.
Umuzwile katuwa buke ufine. Woo, yenu kanyi nganu sekate, lubona ngana lababe zanu, bachonchi mali, what not, gotwa.
But Mike, uno za kutichi panapani mwenyaya ye kuti zimwe nguva vanhu vanotadza kuona zvakanaka kuri kuenda nyika.
Ngembera.
Vopedza nguva vachitsvaga kuti ari kutonga ndiani, asiri kutonga ndiani. But hona chamwari zama racho, iwewe neni tofanira kungoshanda kuti
tidye good and bad.
So, at the end of the day, whether Mike you become president or I become president, at some point it becomes like
irrelevant who president.
Exactly. Tinofanira kungoshanda kuti so ameno rikati mbonzo wakuti vechidiki varu kushanda varu kushigona sei.
Nduruba Fundikwa.
Yeah.
Mr. Fundikwa. Hello.
Hello.
Right, mchiri poparunare, good.
Yes.
I have a very, very important question. Murugu mbonzo wao wa Kelvin, Tony Awoyi didn't seem very inspired. How are you guys going about dealing with vechidiki varu? So, that feels so defeated.
My message to Kelvin is, I'm not sure about his age, but if he is now a decision maker who is someone 18 and above, I would want to encourage him to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can be able to change his mindset. I think it's an issue of mindset. Yes, he's looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
but he should be able to start chart or to check the trends of the industries.
Mm-hmm.
We, in this age, we may not be able to expect those big industries.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of where we are going technologically and you know, where the world is going. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of opportunities in our sector, in this mining sector.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start small. I think Kelvin, there's all hope is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to get in touch and we should be able to take him through the processes that may actually end up him being one of the prominent entrepreneurs in the sector.
Now, Mukoma, can you walk us through the process itself that allows Vanu HDK of Zimbabwe, Abantu Abasakhulayo, to become the top entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, especially when we're talking about the program that you guys recently launched?
And if you listened very well in our program, we were talking of gold and chrome mining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the government has allowed, has lifted the ban that was there for export in terms mm-hmm. of chrome, raw mm-hmm. chrome. But we are saying, because we are not capacitated enough to be able to process, we can, in the short term or to medium term, export that raw chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very big deal. You just go to the Ministry of Mines, and now it's decentralized. You can get to a mining office or mining commissioner in all the, at least in all the 10 provinces, you can get somewhere where there's an office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to locate where the minerals are, because, you know, we have these guys who are already on the ground,
it's
just an issue of organizing them. When Kelvin, if for example Kelvin is able to organize these guys, 5 or 10 of them, and they start to mine together, so Kelvin will then be the advisor of some sort, say, this is how we use the money. We will take him also the entrepreneurial mindset change, where he's able to manage the finances that comes from that mining process. Mm-hmm. Because what is happening is someone is just mining today, go and sell the gold, and then all the money in terms of financial management skills is also lacking. We also noted that we should be able to have a team that trains young people how to manage finances and to be able to save, to be able to invest.
Now, as a Zimbabwe allied youth in mining, are you guys teaching them this stuff?
Sorry?
Danchiti, as the Zimbabwean allied youth in mining, as an organization, are you guys teaching the youths how to manage their financial means?
Right, we'll do that through a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So there are financial institutions that are willing to partner with us in terms of training young people in managing finances. But the first thing is we, as the association, are going to organize the sector, organize the young people first. So when they are organized, and when we know their weakness, when we know the gaps that are there, we then invite the financial institutions to say, these guys are not banks. And we are happy that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has also launched the financial inclusion program. We say, these guys are not banks. They just mine, they sell the gold and go back to the community. They are not able to manage the finances. Can you take us through the process of managing finances, the cost of managing finances?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we are going to do, but you would appreciate that in a sector like mining, where there are giants, like you have bigger companies that are already doing that, and they are these illegal miners, the gap is just big. But we should be able to fill in that gap and ensure that the sector will have young entrepreneurs in terms of mining who are able to say on a monthly basis, I'm depositing this much in my savings account. I am investing this much on the money market. I am investing this much on the capital market. So we should then be able to build those young people. But it takes an organization that has got a model or that has got a value chain of some sort. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we are also looking forward to be able to process some of these materials, that's these metals within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
But as we are saying, it's a process. And it cannot be a one-day or one-year process.
It takes a while.
In our strategic plan, we should be able to have those projects. And I think we should be able also to invite you to then say, come and see what we're talking about that day.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are.
Okay. Miraiti Mbukubata Ipamromo, Vafundi Kwa Timbotoro, Mumtereri, we have a different, a new caller on the line, Evans. So, Tumbora.
Hello.
Right. on the eve of that. Hello.
Yeah, comrade. Muripa Mepo Taura Zen.
Right. Tutara Panawe, Wakumana, Taura Seba Yuki. Wrong way, government. The editor, Susu, Atone Uru, who has got that is a chair, the chair, the Mangwa, and the Pajas, who only Mabasa editor.
But you can't own him for me.
Even how they run Mama in the Arta or Kurida. The thing is that you want to take the issue as my youth about tea. The other issues, the total normal combat is Makurkoza. You see, one way I can just think about the latter after the one of them, then I see daily to wait to have a budget. If they are using us as exploiting us, because we need to go to Panagana to one to Guano.
I say, when I come home,
every transaction and I'm pretending that I save my young women. 2 cents is a row for every dollar. How about in that less than $100?
Alright. Apo tapanzwa pamakabata apo mataura maonero enyu. Asi ndoda kukubvunza iwo kuti zvino munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei imimi kuti nyika igadziriswe zvinhu zvifambirewo vechidiki semi muma industry nemumabasa.
Kuti zvifambirewo isusu muma industry nemumabasa. Kuti hazviri zvemabasa hatingatotauri because kingdom election hatina kana chedzo chatomboona. Iwo zvavanofanira kuitawo re-engagement iyaya vanotaura nezvayo kuti vakaita nemamwe ma. Nijumuwa njika jiriku njiki. Pati sebati, njumuwa kuru edu urumende edi. Since from 2008, njumuwa nguwa nika hiri pwe. Kwa zilu ziloto wa remi, resu atitombo, rena uu, atitombo, zindena uu, bukoza. Kani eta nasu.
Saka shawaru kuti Zimbabwe is open for business, amusku juona eri.
Zimbabwe is open for business. It's just for the achievement. You don't want to benefit. I can tell you that Zimbabwe is open for business. Go ask. You mean? As quite easy. You know, Zimbabwe, we don't need to go out there, but we need to help you.
Ah, all right, Mkoma. No, no tender. No, kupinda. Mchirongwa, mchita, uroma, onero enyu. Ne, muri ya Zimbabwe, kudai.
Ya, zaganaka.
Mova ne, uzumarakanaka.
All right.
Umuzwile Mike, so the brother is speaking to the idea of the Zimbabwe is open for business.
Mm-hmm.
He feels it's a joke and it's only there to benefit a few elite and none of the intended beneficiaries. So as a young man, he feels like they are not part of it. It's not. It's never meant for them. They don't get to benefit or see the fruits of
it.
Yes. And the dollar,
nothing.
Yeah.
Right, but first of all, it's 30K fun. Let's take a little break. Lapa Lamshanji Gushelo, we have we're starting our segments. Lapo, we're giving you little PSAs, and of course Lamshanji Yokala will be about umuntu onkusakhulayo. We are all pleading to you in njengelizwe, abantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe, all people who live in Zimbabwe, we have a quick plea, a PSA. We have been supplied with a couple of information of a young gentleman who has gone missing. So, Bafetu will play this video for you. And, of course, if you know where this gentleman is, if you know where this young lad is, please contact the details that you will see on the video that is coming up next. And we will reiterate on it. Let's go to that quick video, Bafetu. Right, Bafetu Lebonile Lapa Ukit Matimati went missing on Friday, 28 September 2018, around midday. Bafetu, if you know where he is, if you have seen Keith, we plead with you all. Please contact Mr. L. Matimati at 263-776-153-267, or you can contact Mrs. L. Ruvaza, 263-77-278-5976, or you can contact ZRP at Kuwadzana Police Station. The number, of course, is 263-421-0288. His name is Keith Matimati. He was last seen on Friday, the 28th of September. Around midday, he was wearing a number 11 Brazil soccer team shirt. Bafetu, please, if you see Keith, please, please, I beg of you, I plead with you all, contact the above people. Vanzo.
Yes. Mwana we hanza ita seko. Wanu darireko.
Amen. Yes. Nito upenyo.
Toto imba cha kurumbidzo kuwana wanomuona. Mm-hmm. Wa zivise wa kumbiru wa kutiva zivise. Mapulisa hanzi ndeye kuwadzana.
Kuwadzana police station.
Ah, there. Okay. Mapulisa aripejiko. Kana mataza kubatale kuwadzana. Bata ichero mapulisa aripejiko nemi.
Mm-hmm. Dibacheli.
Muwa zivise. You never know. You might just help somebody today.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the topic at hand. Mizuti
Silomlali. We have another caller.
Kola kola mlaleli mtereri. Hello, hello. Good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Magadi ya yumkom.
Ah, kibo simba magadi yuko.
Aywa, tiripo. Zita ndia.
Nindiwetu Vastole.
Ah, Vastole. Mnuto arandebele.
Yeshona.
Ashona chete. All right, Vanzo, taurao na Vastole.
Muno dakara ere msharu kwa?
Ndino dakara. Asuma amandi kanga nwaka.
Ah, una yasi mbapinda mchurongu waka nasi mko.
No, maiga. Ato mbota ura msati mafona kutanza hand blast ndakawa maka. Mkoma. Vamuna angagwa, varu kuparidza kuti Zimbabwe is open for business. Vamwe vechidiki muZimbabwe, varu kuchema, varu kuti zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwewo vakajamba maboda, vakaenda kwakasiyana siyana. Vamwe ndovari vakakwirawo dzindege, vakaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa kutsvaga kurarama. Zvino hanzi kwava nenew dispensation. Zvochiitwa seiko nai mukoma kuti vechidiki vawane chavanobatawo pavanga mhanye napo. Vajiro vachiguta.
Ya, munozvo zviri kunesa.
Eh.
Chopadi ndio chinonyanya kunesa kutaura munyika medu muZimbabwe mu.
Mhm.
Ndete gona kutaura chopadi ndizvo zvaigadzirika zvakanaka. Hona izvozvi so tine vana so ndiro tonyanya kurwadzi vanoti ndenge ndine vana. Ndemwana akagraduate ane 6 years. Pasera sokuwanika. Zvonzi takupupai mukana wokuopen a business riri futi. Amoti zvino rwadza izvozvo shiwa. Asi ndikurumba tichingonyeperwa, zuva nezuva, kungonyeperwa chete. Taimboimbirwa mashongo, rambai makashinga, tikaramba takashinga, apu kibheti makaramba tichingonzwa, takachembera saizvozvo. Tichungu kwa rwanya, iyo uyo cheke ngoti, zakati zinozo daya, zakati zinozo daya. Awa kumana, beza mbuna marwaziri wati netu wa so, zimbuna kizi mfungi. Tiliku waziwa, anditi mawana.
Zoitu wa sile
ina yuko. Ingonzi mikana pese pese, anditi mawana. Mikana iye ito ipacha avu, ndozi noti waza hizo. Then we can AIZ, we can use it to the ordinary people. One way, 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 one
way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one
way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, one way, Mwana utini wano mwane tamuno patiri susu mkulara mapoidu mnika meduka. Ndo utatiri susu nona kila mwane yese. Bewa na kuru kutu from the wedding. Kwa yosu susu neto wangati yosu denga. Apana si mwana kapata na politikisi za mwane tina wangatiri swa njiti. Kwa wano wate mkutore na wakata watu wano. Waiti susu susu lara mwane kana kasu mwane kase.
Ayo, nda tenda mkoma wangu wastole. Manzwa Mike Zulukutaro na wastole. Rika tigo taura kutivaru kutikudi tigo vanyea vayenda. Chom tenda yashikuru mpinda mchirongwa mkoma.
Nda tikuru zirane nyayashiru pamwete ma program. Nda tikuru zirane kutivana wasine mwe ya uvengo kana mnatata uko vise na chafa uvengana. Nda tikuru tivu wate nyikandisi.
Izo mkoma.
Chungotiti wa program hiyo wano kechifona. Kini hatu kuhone sawa na wakuti. Kana mkwa muna hata uposa. Ndugu timirambe ime shitonga hata. Muka hati zise shuru. Manjo kate mbimo oto zene zene ene mizume ta urachi.
Ayo watanzu wa mkoma anzu shoko wa rifi kuise shupakera. Rino shika chete kwa raka nanga. So tichata ura. Mike uanzu wa chiru mkwa chiru kudiwa na mkoma
stole. Mtuela ni mzilu babo stole. Wanya tuta ura nyaya uzu choko hati.
All right mkoma wangu mwa nezu wa raka naka.
Tunaro
ekizwari rinana sari yaso kitira zvakanaka. All right, the guy tipatira mwa tereri. So
zvakanaka.
Mike. Mr. Stole.
Utino baba.
Your favorite brother. He says he's got a daughter who graduated 6 years ago.
But still, don't
know. Nothing has happened. No job, no business opportunity, no nothing. 6 years ago, so it's 6 years wasted of no life. So he says people are just lying. The government is not giving them opportunities. They are only meant for a few in the right circles. And then so he cries that opportunities should be made available to everybody, not just a select few, like he feels. And he also adds that the politics of the country should be set right, and then everything else should come after.
Okay, with that in mind, let's go back to Vafundikwa. Vafundikwa, mshiri popa rinare?
Yes, jiripano makati yenu.
Aywa, tiripo. Vastole pointed out something very, very important, which raised a big question in my mind, is how do you go about selecting the miners, Vechiliki, that you guys as an organization choose to work with? Is it people that are just coming from the top crop, Variba elite? Or is it people that you feel, okay, need potential of generating something positive for the country?
Thank you. I think we pointed out that on the day when we made our press update, or press brief, we work with both miners who are already on the ground and those who intend to venture into mining. So we are not selective, and I would want to point out that this organization is apolitical. It doesn't follow any political path or subscribe to a political path, but it's an organization that is founded on principles of coexistence. We would want to have young people from wherever they are to participate in the mining sector. So the opportunities are there for young Zimbabweans. We don't select it on the basis of politics. We don't select on the basis of education. We just say if your desire is in the mining sector, we can show you the way how you be able to mine. So both young people who have graduated with mining degrees. So that's why I was saying mining engineers are there, mining surveyors are there.
Mm-hmm.
Or young people who have not even completed grade 7 or primary education.
Mm-hmm.
They are there, they are working in the communities in terms of they are illegally mining. So we organize them into sector, into syndicates, and then be able to assist them. And I would want to point out that we are pursuing a partnership with Empower Bank. You may recall that there is a bank that is that has been commissioned for young people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And through that partnership, we should then be able to finance a project for the small-scale miners, especially those who want compressors or jackhammers or the chemicals that may want that are used in the mining process.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount that can ensure that a young person can start mining a registered claim. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to work with involving again on that. But for bigger mining claims, we will then pursue the investment route where we should be able to partner with other investors, like if they are coming from China, if they are coming mm-hmm. from America, we would want also your organization to refer even investors to us so that such partnerships can be used. We are also pursuing joint ventures where a young person probably has explored a mining claim or has registered a mining claim or a syndicate has registered a mining claim. Then we have investors coming from South Africa probably to form a joint venture and they can start mining. These big mining companies that you see have not just started on that note, but some have started small.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw them growing
into something,
and we'd want to see that for young people. So we don't select on the basis of education or political affiliation. Every young person is free to join our organization and start the process of mining, and we'll take each other through. We are also learning, and when they come in, they also share ideas. So it's a platform to share ideas, platform to interact, platform to link with others. There's no monopoly of information or ideas.
Right. Once again, Mr. Fundiko, please hold on to the line one more time. If you all, Evans, 8:53 in Zimbabwe. 7 minutes left in the program. Bafethu, we have one more caller to take. And then says figure my petal and go shallow. Mlalilim Teri Cola, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Magadi and Yumko.
What triple Magadi Mkomo?
I what triple Zitandian?
Zitandis Kundago Moy.
How, Baba Moyo and Jam?
We are Kulu, Baba Moy.
I'm
Hi, Spili. Can't you succumb along this one? I want a Kulu, Mutai Baba Minfunkuma in his debate.
Mina ngakhuluma zonke languages shona isiZulu wonke
uyabona ke ngiyabathanda abantu bakumthwakazi. Right baba moyo udabule segudwini uluzwile wena uthini nga
indaba le ekulungisise zemali lezi ayikho indaba abangayilungisisa ukuthi uthi ungalungisisa imali ungalungisisanga khona lapho kuvela khona imali. Into okufuze bayenze ukuthi bathole i-source of ukuthi bavule ama-industry asebenze ukuze abantu babe nemali elizweni.
Mm-hmm.
I-problem yemali iyabisiphekile.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa as long ama-industry evaliwe abantu bengasebenzi, imali le abatshona beyilungiselele ukuthi balungiselele imali lokhu nalokhu yiza kula nto abangayenza.
Kodwa baba, kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze i-industry yangkhona ivuleke ke?
Ukuze industry vuleke ukuthi balungise ama-policies awelizwe, bahlale phansi abantu kuwelelwane kwenziwe into ezi-straightforward ezingelabutsotsi phakathi.
kodwa uyamuzwa lapha ubaba u-Ephraim Mfundiko esithi umongameli yena is made ama policies lawa more flexible for abantu abasakhulayo, ikakhulukazi labo who are looking to get into mining, ukuthi labo bathole imali encane bafake epoketini.
Ngizombuza ukuthi ngisiza kahle yena, especially thina abantwana esingekho elizweni okwamanje. Cela thina abenze like basikhiphela ama-stand okule nto ezi-straightforward ezinamaphepha ezilento zonke sizakhona ukubamali lawo ma-stand. Ukhansila theke kuye ngena omunye ukhansila
Baba Moyo, ngicela ucheke kancane ngoba i-network yakho keeps breaking now. Awusazwakali.
Okay. Yithi mina.
Yebo.
Angazi usungizwa kahle manje.
Ray, awusuzwakala kahle. Ngwa, perfect.
Inkinga esilayo yiyo leyo kokuthi abafowethu. Baba, ziko straightforward. Since for 37 years, abantu sokuze kuluza i-patience from ebantwini ngokuthi into zabo azila straightforward. Into yabo ayilahlelo lwabo olu-straightforward. Manje bebesitshela ukuthi ibhondi le-US dollar imali elinganayo, kodwa manje sokutshintshile, sokuthiwa kazisalingani kanjani. So into yabo ukuthi into zabo ba goal post balifakele lapha abafuna ukufaka i-goal post akho ukuthi athini selila uma wena uthi ufuna ukufola i-goal nje indawo. So these people are very angry and selfish embusweni abawenza for 37 years. Akula nto abasenzele yona, they are failing. Abavume kuphela ukuthi bayehluleka, they are failure.
Hayi baba Sikhumbuzo, sikuzwile kahle baba, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlela.
Okay, thank you mtaka baba.
Right, Evans umzwile baba Sikhumbuzo.
Angiyamuzwanga.
Uyakhala uthi ama policies, ma policies aya emthungameli wenyika anza aiwa, they need to be a little more flexible so that they can accommodate Ranwejidiki. He feels as though these policies that have been set up make it very, very difficult, especially for some people to understand the policies in the first place. Because I spoke about Mthungamirwenyika seems to have made the certain policies more flexible for Ranwejidiki so that they can get into mining. But, guys, it's not clear and straightforward for them to say, okay, ukapura pana A, uchenda kuna B. It's that easy for you to get to B.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. No, tazwanzo manje kuti vatichi.
So vafundikwa pasara 2 minutes muchirongwa, pedzai chirongwa. I guess finish your last words. Last minute wrap up. Muchitudza kana vanhu achida to get more information on Zimbabwe Allied Youths in Mining. You keep referring them to you guys. Where are they supposed to go?
Right, mazita, nguwa yenyu ndo ya kupera kai. Saka ndri kutizo, muchibimbu, vana vechidiki ndava sachira kunze, ndava uye, batane tichere migodi, ndedu, marizosi zaya, aripo kutite basa. Mukatika, kutia mapolisi zaana kuikwana, asu, kutendera vechidiki kuita inga tiri kutaura wani isu tirimo uyai takazvitanga isu tiri kuita saka motereravo kaimomo vatiri kufamba namo tiri kuti mapolicies haangonaki zuva iroro tikabatsirana tose tinosvika kwakanaka. The experience that you get when you start mining, and I think you agree with me, if you are entrepreneurs you need to start something. So the moment you start to experience it, and when you experience it, you'll be able also to share with others what you are doing. So we are open, as young people would want to say again, we are open for business. As this nation is open for business, as young miners, we are also open for business.
All right, wafundi kwa nguva, 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 njia pera mkoma. Thank you so much. Right, Evans,
we had a good show, man.
Good show, conversation, yeah, well done.
We'll do this again sometime very soon.
Thank you for everyone that joined. Buhlelo, Vafundikwa, thank you so much. Abalaleli, thank you so much. Oliver Lisa, njabulo. Let's meet same place, same time next week. Mumai Kobe. Have a good time.
Evans Zeninga, out.